今天的这个，我们现在是在这个世界上，经历了一些很困难的一些日子。
There's a war being raged in the Middle East.
在中东正有战争的局面。
People are dying.
很多人死亡。
Others are afraid.
很多人惧怕。
They think it's going to get worse.
他们觉得说事情越来越糟糕。
We have suffering and persecution in other parts of that part of the world.
在中东那个地方也有苦难，也有逼迫的事情发生。
Christians are in great need of prayer.
基督徒需要我们的祷告。
They have asked us here in America to pray for them.
他向我们在美国的基督徒要求我们为他们祷告。
A very radical sect of Islam has moved into Iraq.
一个很极端的一个回教派进入了伊拉克。
And they are persecuting Christians.
他们在伊拉克逼迫那些基督徒。
They've given them three choices.
他给这些基督徒三个选择。
You can either convert to Islam.
你第一个选择是说你可以改信回教。
Secondly, you can leave the country.
第二个选择是说你可以离开国伊拉克。
Or the third one is to be executed.
第三个选择是要被处决。
None of those choices are good.
这些选择并不是好的选择。
There are some that have left.
有一些已经离开了。
Others have stayed.
有些留下来。
Many of them have been killed by the sword.
有很多人被在剑下面被杀。
Others have been crucified.
有些人被钉在十字架。
There is great suffering.
有大大的苦难。
Then we had two plane crashes.
然后我们有两个飞机坠落。
One in Ukraine and one in Africa.
一个在 Ukraine， 一个在非洲。
Many people have been killed.
很多人被杀。
What about those that were left behind?
那留下的家人怎么办呢？
Families are grieving today.
有很多家庭正在悲伤。
How do we pray for people like that?
我们如何为这些人祷告呢？
We need to pray that God would allow them to be open their hearts toward Him.
我们可以向神祷告说，让他们的心能够向他敞开。
When man has no answers, God still speaks the final word.
若人没有答案的话，神还是有最后的答案。
And what a good opportunity for Christians to bring a message of hope.
这是我们基督徒传扬福音的很好的机会。
There's one item of good news.
有个好消息。
Some of you remember praying for a lady that was held in the Sudan in Africa.
你们有些人可能有为苏丹的一个基督徒妇女祷告。
She had been arrested by the authorities.
她被当局抓起来。
Because she was a Christian.
因为她是个基督徒。
And they said you cannot marry another Christian.
他们说她不能跟另外一个基督徒结婚。
Because that is adultery.
那是行淫。
So they took her prisoner.
所以他把她关起来。
And they condemned her to die.
他们判她死刑。
And before her death, they were going to use to beat her with 100 stripes.
处决之前，他们要用杖打她100次。
But God's people prayed.
但是神的子民为她祷告。
And God answered that prayer.
神听了祷告。
She was released.
她被释放。
And she was able to leave the country finally.
她终于能够离开苏丹。
And she'll be coming to America shortly.
往美国来。
The days in which we live are not well.
我们所居住的这些日子并不是好的日子。
And there is a tendency on the part of Christians here in America to say, This can never happen here.
住在美国的基督徒有一个倾向是认为这些事情不会发生在我们身上。
But that is not what the scriptures teach.
但是圣经并不是这样子教导我们。
The Bible tells us that all who are godly and live in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
圣经告诉我们那些信神的人，相信耶稣基督的人会受到逼迫。
What are we doing to prepare ourselves for the day when that comes here?
当那日子来到的时候，我们有做了些什么准备呢？
This woman in Africa was told, if you change your faith from being a Christian to a Muslim, you can go free.
这个在非洲的妇女，他们告诉她，你若改信回教的话，我们会释放你。
But she said, no, I am going to be true to Jesus Christ.
但是她说不，我要忠于基督。
How would we react?
我们会怎么反应呢？
The passage that we just read together comes from the book of Hebrews.
我们刚刚读的经文是从希伯来书里面来的。
It was a letter that was written to Jewish communities that were outside of their home country.
这本书是写给住在他们家乡外的犹太人。
And it included both believers and non-believers.
受信者包括信徒跟非信徒。
They are being addressed in this letter.
这个书是写给他这些人的。
We don't know who wrote this letter.
我们不知道这希伯来书是谁写的。
But that's not really important.
但是那并不很重要。
The important thing is it is part of God's word, and the Holy Spirit is the author of this book.
重要的是这是神的话语的一部分，是圣灵所默示的。
Because this book deals with the supremacy of Jesus Christ over everything else.
因为这本书告诉我们耶稣至上。
And that, of course, is the most important thing.
那是最重要的一件事。
Now, members of those Jewish communities had become Christians, had become believers.
这些犹太团体的成员，他们有一些已经成了基督徒。
They had come out of the Jewish traditions, the Jewish faith.
他们从 旧的 律法传统走过来。
And this came from Old Testament teachings where keeping the law was the primary thing for them.
这从旧约的教导里面是说守律法是最重要的。
And they had been raised with many regulations and laws.
他们成长的过程被教导有很多条例规条。
But now they had been born again.
但是现在他们已经重生了。
Christ had been received by them as their Messiah, as their God.
他们接受耶稣基督为他们的弥赛亚，他们的神。
Now they were followers and disciples of Jesus Christ.
他们现在是耶稣基督的跟随者的门徒。
Now as a result, they had started to face hostility and persecution.
因为这样子，他们开始面对苦难跟逼迫。
See, persecution is not a modern thing. It existed way back from the very beginning.
So, 逼迫并不是现代的事情，以前就已经有这件事。
And we need to be careful to understand that persecution is never human originated.
我们必须搞清楚那个逼迫并不是人为的。
It started way back in the beginning in Genesis chapter 3.
从开始创世纪里面就开始。
When God said, "I will put." An enemy relationship between you, the snake, and the woman.
神说我会把那个敌对的关系放在妇人跟那个蛇之间。
The snake, of course, represented Satan.
那个神是代表撒旦。
Who had deceived the woman to break the law of God.
他欺骗了那个女人，违反神的。
And God says there will be warfare.
神说会有征战。
Because out of the woman would finally come the seed of the Son of God.
因为从这个女人会有那个神的种子。
So we have a warfare that is being waged in the heavenly spheres.
所以我们在天上的范围里面有一个征战。
It's a spiritual warfare.
这个属灵上的征战。
Between God on one side and Satan on the other.
神在一边，撒旦在另外一边。
And whatever God wants, Satan opposes.
神所要的，撒旦是抵挡的。
What God wants to build, Satan wants to destroy.
神想建立的，撒旦要把它拆毁。
So in all of the persecution and all the wars and all the strife in the world.Satan is behind all of that.
这世界上的这些逼迫、这些战争，撒旦一定在后面。
And he opposes God.
他与神是敌对的。
And so people at that time were also under attack.
所以在那时候的信徒也受到攻击。
But unfortunately, many of them were young and immature Christians.
不幸的是，他们很多还是未成熟的基督徒。
And they had the tendency to revert back to the Old Testament.
他们就很容易就回到旧约时代的做法。
And they wanted to go back to the Old Testament to say, if we only obey certain laws, then God will do this and this.
他们又回到旧约守律法的那个观念，说我们若守这些律法，神就会怎么做。
So they felt that their own works would justify them before God.
所以他们认为说他们自己所行的东西会在神面前称义。
And this, of course,weakened their faith and their testimony.
这削弱了他们的信仰和见证。
Now let me say right here that we have many people who attend church regularly.
我这里想提醒大家说，我们有很多人常常来教会。
But in spite of all that they have been taught and all they have heard,
但是不管他们听到有多少的道。
They still feel they need to do certain things in order to please God.
他们还是认为他们必须做些事情才能够让神喜悦。
And what is worse, they feel they need to do some things in order to gain salvation.
更糟的是，他们认为他们必须做些行些好事来得到救赎。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Do you need to do anything to gain salvation?
你需要做些什么才能够得到救赎吗？
If any of you say, yes, I need to do certain things,
若在座的有说是需要这么做的话，
I need to do good works.
我需要做行善事。
I need to attend church.
我必须去教堂。
I must not smoke or drink.
我不可以抽烟，不可以喝酒。
Whatever it might be,
不管是什么事情，
none of these things are of any value in providing salvation.
这一切都对你得到救赎并没有帮助。
I remember when I went to China a number of years ago.
我记得多年前我到中国。
I was sitting in a barber shop getting my hair cut.
我在一个理发店理发。
And I had a conversation with one of the barbers.
我跟那个其中的一个理发师交谈。
And when I talked to him, he said, "Oh, I've been listening to the radio many times."To hear about the Christian faith.
我在跟他谈的时候，他说我常常听收音机，听有关基督教的收音的台。
He said I've been doing that for several years.
他说我已经听了好多年。
So I said, then you must be a Christian.
所以我说那你应该是基督徒吧。
He says, oh no, not yet.
他说还不是。
I said, why not?
我说为什么呢？
He said, I have to do more good works.
他说我需要再行多点善事。
I said to him, I have good news for you.
我告诉他我有个好消息。
You don't have to do any more good works.
你什么善的事不需要再做。
Jesus has done all the good work necessary for your salvation.
耶稣已经都把那些善事都做好了。
Our salvation is not dependent on our works.
我们的得救并不在乎我们所做的。
It is all by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved.
唯独靠耶稣基督的恩典，我们得救。
Because the Scripture says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by His mercy He saved us."
圣经告诉我，并不是靠着我们自己所行的义，而是靠着他的怜悯。
And yet many Christians are confused about that.
但是有很多基督徒还是迷迷糊糊的。
Works only come after salvation.
行为是得救之后。
And good works are a result of our salvation.
做好事是我们得救的结果。
And so, many of those people there were confused about these things.
所以当时很多人都对这件事情都迷迷糊糊的。
And the lack of understanding of truth is what motivated the writer to send this letter to them.
所以希伯来书说的就是看到他们不理解圣经的话语而写这本书。
He wanted the believers there in because of the problems in the world to become mature followers of the Lord Jesus.
因为当时世界的一些问题，他想要他们成为一个成熟的基督徒。
And to have a correct understanding of the truth.
也对真理有一个正确的理解。
Now in this passage, and I hope you'll open to that, it's in Hebrews chapter 10.
在这个经文里面，我希望大家能够翻开你们的圣经。
Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节开始。
So please turn to that if you have your Bibles. Do you have Bibles? Let me see your Bibles.
有圣经的话，请举起来。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not many.
不是很多有。
Where are your Bibles?
你们的圣经呢？在哪？
If you don't have Bibles, come to the elders of the church.
如果你没有圣经的话，去找你们教会的长老。
And they'll get you one.
他们会拿给你一本。
But when you come to church, bring your Bible.
那你来来教会的时候，请带你们的圣经。
We need the Bible to speak to us.
我们需要那个圣经向我们说话。
Maybe we can put that scripture back on the screen.
可以放在投影。
Here in this passage of scripture, there are three things I want to mention to you.
在这段经文有三项事，我想提醒大家。
The first thing deals with the presence of God.
第一件事情有关神的同在。
The second thing deals with the promises of God.
第二件事情有关神的应许。
And the third thing it talks about the people of God.
第三项是有关神的子民。
Now, for those of you who understand English, this is very easy to remember.
对你们懂得英文的话，这是很容易记得的。
Because you have to just remember three words.
你只需要记得三个字。
Presence.
同在。
Promises,
应许,
people,
子民,
and they all start with the same letter P.
英文他们都是 P 字母开始。
Now in Chinese, it's not that practical.
在中文就没有这个那么容易。
But in English, you can remember that.
英文你可以用这样子来记住。
So at the close of the service, I'm going to ask you what I spoke.
在我讲到结束之前，我会问你们
我讲什么。If you remember those three words, you can help rethink what we have talked about.
所以你如果记得那三个字的话，就很容易。
So the first thing he talks about here is God's presence.
他第一项所谈的提到的是神的同在。
Look at verse 19.
我们看19节跟20节。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place.By the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
This talks about entering into the presence of God.
这也谈到说进入神的同在。
The most important thing in our Christian faith is the word relationship.
在我们基督信仰上面最重要的一个字是关系。
We need to establish a relationship with God primarily.
最重要的是我们要跟神建立一个关系。
If we don't have a relationship with God, we can never get to know Him.
如果我们跟神没有关系的话，我们就没办法认识他。
Now, how do we establish that relationship is a question.
我们怎么样的建立这个关系呢
？A number of years ago, I was flying in an airplane.
多年前我在飞机上。
And a young man was sitting next to me.
有一个人坐在我旁边。
And as I was sharing with him my own personal testimony,
我在跟他分享我自己的个人见证。
I mentioned to him that it was my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.That had made a radical change in my life.
我告诉他，我对耶稣基督的信仰使我的生命在本质上改变了。
And it came when I accepted Christ into my life, and I came to know God in a personal way.
这是在我接受耶稣基督进入我的生命开始，然后渐渐的认识神。
And this man's immediate question was, "How can I get to know God personally?"
这个人。他直接的问题就是说，那我怎么样的能够跟神有能够个人的关系呢？可以认识他呢
？And that's a wonderful question to ask.
那是很好的一个问题。
Especially when you ask a preacher.
特别是你问一个传道人。
And we were sitting on that plane.
我们在那飞机上。
We had 4 hours.
我们有四个小时。
He couldn't get away from me.
他没办法逃跑。
He was sitting there on the seat with the seat belt on.
他坐在椅子上，有一个安全带系着。
And for 4 hours, he listened to me.
这四个小时，他听我讲。
Listened how we could get to know God personally.
我告诉他如何亲自的认识神。
I love those opportunities.
我很喜欢这些机会。
So next time, if you ride on the same plane with me, that's good.
所以下次你跟我同坐一个班飞机，那是很好的。
But this is what this passage is talking about.
但是这段经文就是在告诉我们这些事。
We need to have a personal relationship. We've got to get to know God personally.
我们必须跟神有个人的关系，我们必须亲自的认识神。
He says we must enter into the most holy place.
他这里说我们要必须进入那个至圣所。
Now, ever since the beginning of the creation, and the fall of Adam, there has been a barrier between God and man.
自从创世纪跟亚当犯罪之后，神跟人之间就有一个障碍。
There was a barrier.
有个阻挡。
Man couldn't come to God, and God could not reach down to man.
人不能到神那边，神也没有接触到神人。
Because God's holiness and man's sinfulness clashed. And drove them apart.
因为神的圣洁跟人的罪是冲突的。
And so when the Jews built their temple,
所以那个犹太人他们盖他们的殿的时候，
by God's instruction,
根据神的教导的指示，
they had a place inside the temple that was called the most holy place.
他们在那个殿里面有一个地方叫至圣所。
And that place was separated from the rest of the temple by a big curtain.
那至圣所跟殿的其他的地方借着一个幔子隔起来。
Because God was on that one side and all the people were on the other side.
因神在幔子的另外一端，
man,
他的子民在另外一边。
Man, because of sinfulness, could not go into the holy place.
人因为他们的罪没办法进入至圣所。
And only once a year, the high priest of the Jews could go into the most holy place to confess the sins of the people.
一年只有一次，那个大祭司可以进入为民的罪 来忏悔。
But something happened.
但是有一件事发生。
It's when Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上。
There was darkness.
有黑暗。
There was an earthquake.
有地震。
And something happened in that temple.
在那个殿中发生了一件事。
What happened?
发生什么事？
That big heavy curtain was torn into half.
那个大重的幔子被撕成一半。
It was drawn aside.
被拉开来。
It opened access from one side to the other.
让一边可以进入至圣所。
Now the Bible says it was torn from the top to the bottom.
圣经告诉我们说它是从上面被撕裂到下面的。
Now that's how you don't tear a curtain.
你撕破一个幔子不是这么撕法。
Because the top of that curtain always is with a heavy binding.
因为那个幔子的上头一般都有一块很厚的木头，
and you can't pull that apart.
很难把它撕破。
So you start from the bottom.
所以你从下面撕的。
But this started from the top.
但是这个是从上面撕的。
Because this can only come when God opens the door.
因为这只能当神开门的时候发生。
And it says this door was opened when the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for us on the cross.
这扇门是当耶稣基督
It opened a new and living way for us to come into the presence of God.
这里告诉我们说，他开了一条又新又活的路，让我们能够到神那边去。
There's no other way of how we can get salvation.
我们得救并没有其他方法。
It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we now can approach God.
是借着耶稣基督的血，我们可以接近神。
And that is that wonderful thing that happens to us when we accept Christ.
所以当我们接受基督的时候，这就是那奇妙发生的事情。
It's not what we do, but what He has done.
并不是我们所做的什么事情，
而是神所做的。But then He goes on to say something more.
但是他继续这么说。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
He says, "Now let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, with a full assurance of faith."Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
二十二节，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
This talks about the importance that now that God has opened the door, we need to come into the presence of God.
这指给我们看说，现在神已经打开那门了，我们必须进入神的同在。
And it's not just the one time when we come to Him for salvation, but on a daily basis we need to come to know Him.
这并不是一次性的，就是说我们得救的时候，而是每天就要这么做。
And how do we do that?
那我们怎么这么做呢？
God has given us two means to do that.
神给我们两个方法。
One is His Word.
一个是他的话语。
Through His Word, He speaks to us.
借着他话语，神跟我们说话。
And the second thing is through prayer.
第二个方法是借着祷告。
By prayer we speak to him.
借祷告我们跟神说话。
So we have fellowship with him because he speaks to us and we respond to him.
所以我们跟神有相交，因为他跟我们说话，我们也跟他说话。
And that's what he desires.
这是他所喜悦的。
God loves it when people come to him.
当人来靠近神的时候，神喜欢。
See, the way has already been made.
因为那道路已经被建好了。
The barrier has been removed.
那阻碍已经被拿走了。
Christ has paid for our sins.
基督已经为我们的罪赎了。
And so we can come into the presence of God.
所以我们可以进入神的同在。
And so he says now, we need to do this. We need to draw near to him all the time.
所以这里告诉我们，我们需要这么做，我们需要亲近神。
But then he adds something here.
但这里还补充地说。
He says, but we need to do so with a sincere heart.With the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
这里他告诉我们，因为我们的良心的邪恶既然被洒净了，身体也用清水洗净了，所以我们应当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
This talks about cleansing.
这提到洗净。
You can't come before God with dirty hands and dirty hearts.
你不能来到用带着一个脏的屋、脏的手、脏的心来到神面前。
We need to come to Him with clean hearts.
我们必须有一个清洁的心来到神面前。
Because our heart is intrinsically evil.
因为我们的心本质上是邪恶的。
See, man looks at the outside.
人是看外表的。
God looks at the heart.
神是看心。
And the Bible and Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
圣经告诉我们，耶稣跟门徒讲的时候，清心人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And in order for us to discover what sin is, God has given us a conscience.
为了让我们能够明白我们什么是罪恶，神给我们的良心。
And that conscience.Measures when we have sinned against God, just like a fever thermometer measures our temperature.
那个良心让我们测度说我们得罪神的时候。
And we need to understand that the human heart does not want to do what is right, but wants to do what is evil.
我们必须了解说人的心不愿意做该做的事，而做那些不好的事。
Many times when I talk to young people, I ask them a question, how are you?
很多时候我跟年轻人交谈的时候，我问他们你们怎么样。
And you know what they answer?
你知道他们怎么回答呢？
They say, I am good.
他们说我很好。
And I say to them, no, you're not good.
我告诉他们你不好。
Only God is good.
只有神是好的。
You are not good.
你不好。
Only God is good.
只有神是好的。
What they mean is they're okay, they're feeling okay.
他们的意思说他们还不错，他们感觉很好。
They don't say I feel good.
他们没有说我感觉好。
They say I am good.
他说我是好。
No, you're not good.
你不好。
So when I ask you a question, never say to me I am good.
那我问你这个问题，不要告诉我你是好的。
Because many of us sin every single day.
因为我们很多人每天都犯罪。
And then we have a guilty conscience.
然后我们有个有罪的良心。
Because God wants us to know when we have sinned.
因为神要我们知道说我们犯罪的时候。
And when you have a guilty conscience, you cannot come into the presence of God.
那当你有个有罪的良心的时候，你没办法进入神的同在。
When things are not right between you and God, you do not seek God.
当你跟神的关系并不好的时候，你并不想追求神。
That's just like in marriage.
就像婚姻一样。
If there is a broken relationship in your marriage, you're not going to seek your partner.
如果你的婚姻有破裂的时候，你不会去寻求你的配偶。
You stay away.
你想远离。
If somebody always says bad things about you, you stay away from that person.
如果有一个人常常说你的坏话，你会远离他。
Until that relationship has been restored.
要等到那关系恢复。
But you know, many Christians walk around with a guilty conscience.
有很多基督徒，他们有着一个有罪的良心
走来走去。They have failed God.
他们在神面前失败了。
They have sinned against God.
他们得罪了神。
They have never made it right.
但是他们并没有更正。
And so then they don't want to come near God.
因为这样子，他们不想亲近神。
We need to cleanse our conscience. We need to cleanse our hearts.
我们必须洗清我们的良心，我们的心。
How can we do that?
我们怎么样才可以达到？
The Bible has a beautiful solution.
圣经给我们一个很妙的一个解决方法。
He said, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
那我们承认我们的罪，他是信实公义的。必赦免的罪，洗去我们一切的罪恶。
And when Christ cleanses us from sin,
当基督洗净我们的罪的时候
，and He has forgiven us,
他原谅了我们。
And then we have freedom and boldness to come into the presence of God.
那我们就有自由，也有能够坦然的进入神的同在。
So the first thing we need to make ourselves aware of, we need to seek the presence of God.
所以我们第一个要事就是要寻求神的同在。
A few minutes ago, we sang that beautiful song.
我们刚刚唱了那一首很美好的诗歌。
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
我对神只有一个要求。
And that is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
一生一世住在神的殿中。
That's what God desires.
这也是神所想要的。
That's what keeps our hearts cleansed.
这是让我们心能够清洁的方法。
And that enables us to grow in knowing who He is.
这也让我们能够在认识他这件事情上有成长。
The second thing that we read here in this passage is about God's promises.
我们第二件事。在这经文所读到的是有关神的应许。
Here he deals with the promises that God has made.
这里，说有关神给我们的应许。
Verse
23. 23节。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
I mentioned a while ago that people who received this letter were going through very difficult times.
我刚刚提到说，收信的人他们正处在很多困难当中。
They went through persecution and they had to suffer for their faith.
他们受到逼迫，也为他们的信仰受苦。
And their faith had been tested by God.
他们的信心被试验。
But many of them did not surrender their faith because.They wanted to stay true to God.
很多人都没有放弃他们的信仰，因为他们要对神忠实。
Now persecution is not a modern thing.
逼迫并不是现代的现象。
It started from the very beginnings.
从一开始就有逼迫。
Anything that God wants to do, Satan will obstruct.
神想要做的，撒旦会阻挡。
And there was a city in Turkey that I visited not long ago.
土耳其有个都市我。不久前有探访过。
It's a city called Smyrna.
这个叫士美拿的都市。
It's one of the seven churches listed in the book of Revelation.
是启示录提到七个教会其中之一。
And that city went through tremendous persecution.
那个都市经过很大的逼迫。
The leader of the church was a man by the name of Bishop Polycarp.
那个士美拿的教会的领袖是一个。主教名叫波利加
，and he faced tremendous persecution.
他也面对极大的一个逼迫
，and he was chased by the authorities and arrested.
当局就把他抓起来
，and he was brought before the authorities.
他被带到当局上面
，and they said to him, "All you have to do is to renounce your faith."
他们告诉他，你只需要放弃你的信仰。
And if you swear that you will abide by Caesar as your God and deny Jesus Christ, we can set you free.
那你宣誓效忠于那个凯撒而拒绝基督的话，我们会释放你。
And this man was an old man.
这是很老的年长的一个人。
He said, 86 years I have served Jesus.
他说我侍奉了基督八十六年。
And he has done me no harm.
他对我并没有做一些错的事。
How then could I commit blasphemy against my King and Savior?
我怎么能够亵渎我的王，我的救主
？So then the officer said, "If you don't renounce your faith, we'll call in the lions and the wild animals."
那些 当觉得就高斯山，你若不放弃你的信仰的话，我们会 叫一些野兽出来。
And he said to him, "Bring them."
他就告诉他们，让他们来吧。
I'm not afraid.
我并不惧怕。
And they were so mad about this that they finally bound him up and put him on a wood pile and burned him.
所以他们因为他不怕惧怕那个野兽，他们就把他绑起来放在木堆上面，把他烧了。
But the fire kept going out.
但是呢，火一直熄掉。
They couldn't burn him.
他们没办法把他烧死。
And finally, a soldier came and ran his sword through him.
终于一个士兵就用剑把他杀了。
See, this man did something because he did not want to surrender his faith.
这个人他所做的事，是因为他 不愿意放弃他的信仰。
The church in China has gone through many difficulties.
中国的教会也有类似的经历。
And they should be speaking here instead of my standing here.
他们必须在这里站在讲台上。
Because they could teach us many things.
他们可以教导我们的事情很多。
Because they can tell you about how their faith was tested.
他们可以告诉我们他们的信心怎么受到试验。
How many of them had to give their lives?
有多少需要牺牲他们生命。
You know, it might not be persecution that will attack you.
可能你面对的并不是逼迫。
It could be severe health issues.
可能是严重的健康的问题。
It could be a sudden outbreak of cancer.
可能是癌症。
It could be financial setbacks.
可能经济上的一些困难。
It could be financial disaster.
可能经济的一些风暴。
It could be unemployment.
可能你失业了。
It could be problems within the family.
可能家庭里面有一些问题。
It could be many things.
各种各样的事情。
How do you respond to these challenges?
你怎么样面对这些挑战呢？
What gave a Polycarp that power to stand firm in spite of all of the things that threatened him?
是什么让波利加主教能够站得稳？
I tell you what it was.
让我告诉你。
It was their hope.
是他们的盼望。
They had a hope.
他们有个盼望。
It's so it says here, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess.
这里告诉我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不自动了。
What kind of a hope do you have?
你有什么样的指望盼望？
What kind of a hope do I have?
我有什么指望有盼望？
A hope that is so strong.That nothing can faze me.
一个很强烈的一个盼望，什么事情都不会影响到。
Let me tell you what this hope is not.
我可以告诉你，这个盼望不是什么。
It is not suffering. You hope suffering will not touch you.
并不是盼望说你不会临到困难、苦难。
Or you hope that when some problem comes, I can take care of it. I can handle it.
或者是盼望说，当有苦难的时候，你可以应付。
Or some other kind of wishful thinking.
或者其他的一个些妄想。
No, that is not hope.
那不是盼望。
Hope is that which rests and is based on the promises of God.
盼望是根据在神的应许上面。
Our hope is built on the promise someone made to me.
我们的盼望是根据一个人对我们的应许。
And not just somebody, it's God made that promise.
这并不是一个人，而是神。
And God does not break His promises.
神一定会应允他的应许的。
In Numbers 23, we have a great verse.
在民数记二十三章有一个很棒的一个经文。
Verse 19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Does he not speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?"
民数记二十三章十九节说：“神非人，必不至说谎。”也非人子必不至后悔，他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢
？What a great verse！
多么棒的一段经文。
When God promises something, He will keep it.
神有应许的话，他必成就。
And these people went through difficulties; they rested on God's promise.
这些经过困难的人，他们依靠神的应许。
Which one？
哪一个
？There are many in God's word.
神的话语里面有很多应许。
Let me just mention one.
让我提一个。
Jesus said before he left, "I will be with you always."
当耶稣离开世上之前，他告诉门徒说：“我就常与你们同在。”
And these people believed that no matter what they were going through, they were not alone. Jesus was at their side.
他们这些人就相信耶稣基督，说不管他们经历什么，耶稣基督在他们旁边。
There are a couple of pastors in Iran that I'm praying for.
我为伊朗的一些传道人祷告。
They could be free today if they renounce their faith.
他们若放弃了他们的信仰，他们就会得释放。
But they're in some of the worst prisons in Iran.
但是他们现在被关在伊朗的一些很不好的一些监狱里。
One of them has been in there for over 4 years.
有一个已经被关了四年。
What gives them hope?
他们的盼望从哪来？
The promises of God.
神的应许。
And when you go into a difficult situation,
所以当你面对困难的处境的时候，
remember that Jesus is with you.
要记得说耶稣跟你同在。
And base your hope on His promises.
让你的盼望根据神的话语跟应许。
And then there's one more thing before I close.
还有一件事。
It is God's people.
神的子民。
We read in verse 24.
我们在二十四节。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some of are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
二十四节、二十五节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临到，就更当如此。
As Christians, we never live in isolation. We always live in community.
我们当基督徒并不是个孤立的岛，我们都是在一个团体生活里面。
We are with fellow believers.
我们跟同样的信徒同在。
We are members of the same body, where Christ is the head, and we are members one of another.
我们属于同一个肢体，耶稣基督是那肢体的头。
And here we are told two things.
这里告诉我们两件事。
We need to meet together regularly.
我们第一件事情，我们必须常常聚会。
For times of fellowship.
为了交通团契。
That's the first thing.
这是第一件事。
You know, when we don't meet together, we don't have support when we need it.
若我们不聚会的话，我们需要支持的时候，我们就没有那个支柱。
I knew a young man who was raised in a Christian home and followed the Lord.
我认识一个年轻人，他在一个基督徒家庭长大，也跟随神。
But as he got older, he left the church.
但是他年纪更大的时候，他离开了教会。
He said there are so many hypocrites in the church.
他说教会里面很多伪君子。
In church, there are one thing. Outside of the church, there's somebody else.
因为他们在教会里面头是一种人，在外面又是另外一种人。
He said, "I don't need the church."
他说我不需要教会。
I can read the Bible for myself in my home.
他说我在家里可以自己读圣经。
I can pray by myself.
我可以自己祷告。
But what happened?
但发生了什么事？
His Christian life went up and down and up and down.
所以他基督生活就有上上有下下。
He had no support system.
他没有一个支柱。
Very soon, his spiritual life started to really drop down.
所以很快的，他的属灵生命就往下跌。
He had no one to encourage him.
没有人鼓励他。
No one to correct him.
没有人更正他。
No one to teach him.
没有人教导他。
We need the church.
我们需要教会。
And the reason that we come to church is so that we can have fellowship and understanding with one another.
我们来教会的我们聚会的一个原因是让我们能够有交通有团契。
So if some of you have thought maybe I don't need to go to church today,
你们可能有些人认为说我今天不需要去教会。
Don't do it.
不要这么做。
Because if you start a habit, it's easy to repeat that habit.
因为你开始了一个习惯，很容易就重复。
You need the church.
你需要教会。
The church needs you.
那教会也需要你。
So it says, let us not neglect getting together.
所以这里告诉我们不要停止聚会。
But the second thing it mentions is, but we need to come in order to encourage one another.
这里告诉我们要聚会，因为我们必须彼此鼓励。
To spur one another up to good works.
要激发彼此做好。
We need to get together in order to also help others.
我们必须聚在一起来帮助别人。
I remember when I became a Christian, I was just a teenager.
我记得我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我只是一个青少年。
And there were several elderly ladies that helped me.
有几个比较年长的女士帮助我。
I thought they were old ladies.
我认为他们已经是年老的。
But they were because they were twice my age.
因为他们是我年岁的一倍。
Because I was 15 and they were 30.
我十五岁，他们三十岁。
And I thought these are old ladies.
所以把他们看成是老妇人。
But they were such a wonderful help to me.
但是对我有很大的帮助。
They taught me how I could be encouraged to understand and study the scriptures.
他们教导我如何读圣经能够得到鼓励。
How to memorize the word of God.
如何背神的话。
They were teaching me how to pray.
他们教我怎么样祷告。
And when I had problems and questions, I would ask them to help me.
那我有些问题的话，我会问他们，请他们帮助。
You know, one of the things I look forward to when I get to heaven is to meet those old ladies.
当我到天家的时候，我很盼望能够见到这两位女士。
Because they've been dead a long time ago.
因为他们已经过世了好久。
They taught me how to witness to others.
他们教我如何向别人做见证。
You know, we find.That there are people around us who need encouragement.
我们发现说，我们周围的有很多人需要我们鼓励。
And God wants us to encourage them.
神要我们来鼓励他们。
We are God's people.
我们是神的子民。
We help each other.
我们彼此帮助。
We bear one another's burdens.
我们承担彼此的
重担。We encourage them.
我们鼓励他们。
And when they've done something wrong, we help them how to get back on the path.
他们做错的事，我们帮助他们走回正路。
That's what's important.
这是重要的事情。
You've heard an awful lot this morning from me.
你今天早上从我听到很多事情。
And you're probably saying, well, I can't remember all the things.
你说不定你会说我不会记得那么多。
Can you remember three words I gave you?
你可以记得我跟你们讲的三个字。
What's the first word?
第一个字是什么？
Presence.
Presence, 同在。
What's the second one?
第二个字呢？
Promises.
Promises, 应许。
And what's the third word?
第三个字呢？
People.
People, 子民。
My goodness, you've learned it.
很棒，你们都学会了。
Take it home and apply it to your hearts.
带回家，然后在心里面把它应用出来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
我们感谢天父，你赐给我们的话语。
It is so practical.
很实际。
And it shows us how much you love us in order to talk to us through it.
你也显示了你那多么爱我们，让你的话语跟我们说话。
And we pray, Lord, that we might grasp it.And obey it.
我们求主帮助我们能够理解你的话语，然后顺服。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.